And then I'll give you a 5-minute.
Okay, that'll be good.
Okay.
So you can come. You, so you'll have to close yourself.
Right. I'll wave.
Okay.
There you go. Everybody tried to lift these chairs. They weigh about 50 pounds.
Great. As I was mentioning to Steve this morning, my presentation really isn't about training. But it's about an evaluation project we did using Photo Voice, which is a participatory action research methodology. It's been used primarily for community-based health research, and it can be a really powerful tool for occupational health for a wide variety of uses, which could include training. So we'll tie it in with the topic here. Okay, so do I have to, how do I get this thing to move?
Just click the mouse, the left button. Is it moving?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. It wasn't supposed to do that, sorry. Okay, and this project was done as part of AFSCME's training program, which is funded by the NIEHS worker education and training program. And it's, I'm sorry, I hope this doesn't do this. It is. It wasn't supposed to. All right. This is a project that we did with facilities management at the University of Iowa. They've had a labor management systems of safety program in place for 2 years. Based on the ANSI AIHA standard, and it's basically a systems approach to health and safety where they're supposed to look for root causes and not blame the workers. So they asked us to, I really apologize for this.
Just keep looking.
I'll just write. The program itself, the systems of safety program, was initiated by AFSCME's national staff, and facilities management bought into it, and it really was a joint process developing this health and safety program. And so they asked us to evaluate the program. This was, okay. This is going to take longer doing this, I'm sorry. But this program seemed to have had accomplished some changes in some departments in facilities management. There's 700 employees. It covers maintenance workers, utility workers, and custodians, among others. But for the custodians, who already had among the highest injury rates in the country, they hadn't changed in 2 years. And they had a number of people who were out with serious injuries that required them to be out for 2-3 months at a time. So we're not just talking about minor injuries. And so part of the evaluation that they wanted us to do was, you know, to look into this. The AFSCME's evaluation program is a peer evaluation program. There's a team of worker trainers who are all rank and file members of AFSCME, and they have over the years really grown and taken on more and more responsibility for evaluation, and UMass Lowell leads the program. Okay. So the evaluation program that we did was a multi-pronged approach. We wanted to really focus on the problems of the custodians, and we felt that Photo Voice would be a good method for doing that. This is what we did, the whole thing. So as I mentioned before, PhotoVoice is a participatory action research methodology that's intended to empower participants to tell their own stories. And, you know, this story was about their health and safety, and it's a story told through pictures. And an important part of this is not just to tell the story, but to promote policy change as well. It was developed in 1996, and it's been used, as you can see, for a variety of community issues. PhotoVoice enables people to record and reflect their community strengths and problems. It promotes dialogue about important issues through group discussion and photographs. It's a participatory means of sharing expertise and creating healthful public policy. And this is a quote from Carolyn Wang, which you can read, and I'll just go through. So PhotoVoice goes beyond the conventional role of community assessment by inviting people to promote their own and their community's well-being. And we felt that it really lent itself for use at the workplace. And we think that this may be the first time or one of the first times that the method was applied at the workplace. So here's another nice quote. Doesn't go backwards. Okay. So it is going backwards, isn't it? I don't know what to do here. Okay, wait. This is really, maybe if I just do the arrow down. At least I can get it to go forward.
Yeah, that's what you got for
now. Okay. Okay. All right. No, let's do this. This better work with the pictures because the pictures are the big thing, right?
Just imagine.
Yes, imagine the pictures. There are several parts of to a PhotoVoice project. You want to make sure that you recruit volunteers, people who want to do this. And we decided to do the recruitment at an AFSCME ergonomics training program that was being done for the custodians already. And so we asked for volunteers, and our goal was to get people who represented the different shifts and different parts of campus. It's a huge campus, and had good demographic representation. There was a lot of interest in it. We had 70 people sign up for 20 spots. So what we wanted to do was identify the hazards of the university custodians, identify the obstacles for improving their safety, and promote change at the workplace. So a major concern was protecting the custodians. We wanted them to be able to take their pictures without harassment from supervision. And this was where having good cooperation of upper management was extremely helpful. They sent out a memo and said, these people will be doing this for 3 days, leave them alone. And people were able to pretty much unimpeded go around and take pictures. And in one case, there was a supervisor who said, oh, I want you to take a picture of this. It's a terrible problem. So It was pretty good. So these are the five steps. I talked about the recruitment. The orientation at the beginning of the program. Okay. We were afraid that because they had just finished an ergonomics course a few months before we came out to do Photo Voice, that if they were taking pictures of health and safety, that might be all they were thinking about. So we wanted them to think broadly about health and safety. And at the initial meeting we had with them, we had a discussion of what are your health and safety issues, what about, you know, what other things might be a problem. And it really was good because a lot of them think about safety as something that affects students or faculty or people who use the university rather than themselves. We discussed the ethics of taking pictures. We had photo permission forms. They couldn't take a picture unless somebody agreed to have their picture taken. We went through the use of the camera, the cameras, and record-keeping procedures. They kept a log of every picture they took, where they took it, and why they took it, so that they could remember that. And we used digital disposable cameras. You can use any cameras, but these were great because they could look and see if their picture actually came out. You can delete it and take it over. And we worked out with CVS pharmacies in advance so that we were able to bring the cameras in, get them developed in a couple of hours. 16 custodians participated. They took pictures for 2 to 3 days. We started on a Tuesday. They turned in their cameras Thursday evening or Friday morning. Normally, if you were doing this, you would let people have the cameras for a week so they really could go around and take pictures. We had some rules that we told them that if there was a hazard that wasn't happening in those 2 or 3 days, they could pose it to show it. So they did that in a few cases. Then the debriefing that took place at the end of the week is a really important part of this, and I think it's part of what makes it more than just a hazard identification program. They went through their photos. They picked the 5 or 6 that they thought represented the most important hazards. They posted them on a board. They talked about what the pictures represented. We categorized common concerns, and then they prioritized them and suggested solutions for dealing with them. One of the things that came up was that these people are pretty isolated. They work in their individual buildings. It's a huge campus. They started finding that people across campus had the same problems. You started seeing the same pictures over and over again. And they felt that having you know, a health and safety committee for them across buildings could be very helpful. And this is them prioritizing. So another important part of Photo Voice is not just that the workers do their little thing and that's it. You report it back to the community. In this case, the community was the 400 custodians at the university. And we went back 2 months later and had a PowerPoint program that worked. And we encouraged discussion. So we showed them what we had found. We asked them if there were other hazards. There were all kinds of discussions. It just raises the level of awareness of health and safety so much. And the pictures are so powerful that it's really hard for management to ignore this. And we kept hearing from management over and over again that, oh, but we've taken care of that. Well, here's a picture. So I'm going to go through the pictures pretty quickly. This is always a problem. You have these high MOPS things you have to, and even when they have containers that have bottom drains, the drains can't go into the floor drain. It's crazy. So obvious ergonomic problems here. They had a lot of problems with old equipment that just weren't replaced. There was a carpet extractor that you had to push down and out to use, and it would buck periodically. And one of the workers in our group had been out twice because of this for 2 or 3 months at a time, and they never replaced the equipment. It has been replaced now. And this carpet extractor, this floor cleaner, only moves backwards. You have stacking. These biohazard containers are supposed to hold 50 pounds. They usually hold a lot more. Lots of overhead lifting, cleaning the handball courts. These are called jet cans. And they're made of steel, so it's really heavy to lift these cylinders over your head. And just little things like paper towel racks that are too high, trucks with no steps, a lot of problems with inaccessible lights. And for those of you who are from universities, you know, think about it. There are all these things that can't be moved and the lights have to be changed. We won't talk about ladder safety here, but lots of inaccessible places.
Were those set up, or was that an action shot?
That was set up. That was another one of the participants. But they were showing things that actually happened. Changing lights over somebody's desk. Oops. I love this one. They've removed that carrel so that they can now get to the lights with a ladder. A storage room, the lights out, and nobody would remove anything, but they wanted the light changed. We got there the week after an ice storm, so there are lots of icy things. There's a whole story behind this. I won't go into it. Slip and trip hazards. People pull these shelves out, don't put them back in. You're coming with a cart and don't see it. This, yeah, and there were a few places on campus with situations like this. These lovely soaring buildings, they had to wash the windows and wax the ledge. And there's no place to tie off. That was just pretty typical. A lot of clutter, blocked areas, bags that break, needle sticks. I'll be done in a second. I'm just going to go. This is that compressor's in a break room. And this needs no comment. We did go back. Oh, and because they couldn't take picture of management, they had to think of other ways of showing it. So, I thought this was really good, and this is not enough time. So we recommended quick fixes and then more long-term solutions. We went back this year, a year later, to see if anything had changed, and there had been a number of changes, which was gratifying. And I don't think it would have happened if they hadn't been made so public. Okay. So they had new ladders. They had access steps for the trucks. They got pumps to pump the water up into the mop sinks. They lowered the towel holders, got new equipment, had some improved waste handling equipment so you didn't have the overhead lifting. And they have an area health and safety committee among the custodians. So, and I want to thank the evaluation team that worked on this. But one thing I just wanted to say is I think this can be a really powerful tool for us in health and safety. And we presented this at AFSCME Trainer Refresher Programs, and people have gotten very excited about it, looking at it as something they can use not just at the workplace, but taking pictures that they can use with legislators to promote changes in legislation. So I think, you know, it does have a lot of power, and it's something, if anybody's interested in knowing more about this or getting some of our materials that we used, I would be happy to share them with you afterwards. And that's it.
Thank you. So we have time for one or two questions for Marion in the back there.